Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream. I still have a dream.
Stereo music power.
And I still have a dream. That's what's up. You're live with who else? Me, your host, Ms. V, in just a minute. I will be joined by hip-hop and R&B artist. Who else? Emery Forbes. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and the indie artists of today. Changing the world, one voice at a time. We play, support all genres of music worldwide. So let me go ahead and bring my boy in here, Emery. Hey, Emery, what's good?
Chilling,
hey.
How's it going
over there? I am like so over the Super Bowl. That's all I got to say.
what's the name? It's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know.
My man Peyton got to go out with the ring. Well, if he goes out, I don't know what's going on with him.
I don't know. There's some controversy over that, you know. I don't know. I'm kind of funny about that because it seems like whenever someone's getting ready to retire, they always seem to make it to the Super Bowl and win. But anyways, enough about the Super Bowl because actually it was kind of a real slow-paced, kind of lame type game as far as I'm talking like action. I'm not even really talking about the players. But anyways, go ahead and turn the focus on you. Go ahead and tell us what inspired Emery Forbes as your stage name, and where are you originally from, and where do you hail now?
Well, I'm originally from Baltimore. I am a truck driver, so I'm everywhere now, but, I mean, I still stay home, so Baltimore is still where I'm from. Emery Forbes, Emery means leader. And Forbes means prosperous. And, you know, those are just two qualities that I always wanted and saw myself. So that's kind of how I came up with the name.
That's pretty cool. I always like that when I hear, it's awesome when I hear something that is unique. Is to, you know, what was inspiring behind an artist's, their stage name. So I think that's pretty cool. Not to mention that now you're MIA, so you're like all over the map now.
yeah, for real. I enjoy it, though. It's the only thing that makes sense. I can't be in one place forever.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. All right. So go ahead. Tell us how you started out. Lyrically, because I believe that's where it began with your lyrical talent. And, when your musical journey began, and as well as what motivated you to pursue this career path in music and entertainment?
Well, I always give the honor to my brother, because my brother made me freestyle when I was about, like, 12. And, of course, the show was the worst freestyle in the world. But, you know, over time, just every day, just kept writing, kept freestyling, kept getting better. And, it just kind of became a way for me just to express myself a lot better than know, through words, because I'm not a very vocal person.
Hmm. Who are some of your musical influences, you know, as you were growing up and possibly even today, that inspires you to be the lyricist and the artist that you are?
Man, it's like a million, so I'm not even going to give you the long list. Short list, Eminem is the number one as far as favorite. Then Nas and Jay. Those are the people that I probably use as templates more to just kind of learn from them. But, I mean, it's everybody. The whole old Rockefeller before it was the Nation, you know. Everybody influences me. And to this day, Drake, J. Cole. I just keep learning.
You know, for well over a decade, I have been hearing the top artist as far as lyrically that I do get. Yeah, so it's definitely really no surprise when I hear about Nas. Lyrically, I'm sure that he realizes how inspirational he has been for many artists in regards to his, you know, his lyrical magic, I would call it.
Man, when you make a song like One Mic, like that's crazy. That's a crazy song. It puts you into his emotion. You know, Kendrick can do it too. You know, those are the two tops.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And obviously, you know, when and Eminem when he came on board, yeah, that just lyrical all over. Because I wasn't really feeling him at first, you know. And I think there was a lot of his fan base that started out that way. I don't think that he really knew, or at least myself, I didn't really know how to take him, you know, as far as
right.
lyrically
was he,
where he was going.
Was he a rapper? Was he a gimmick? What was he doing? You know,
exactly.
He kind of dealt with that second album.
Exactly, and I think that's what it took. It pretty much it took. I can't even say that it really took the 8 Mile for some maybe, but I'm also thinking it also took, you know, the aftermath of that for people to really start listening, saying, wait a minute, well, you know, what is, you know, he's for real, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, absolutely. Now, you released a new single titled Toast. What inspired this track's title, and what can the listener, you know, what can we expect from your overall sound and storytelling throughout this track?
Toast is basically a celebration of growing up, which is going to include your accomplishments. It's definitely going to include your mistakes and all the moments that made you exactly who you are and curated your personality. So what you can expect is basically all those moments, because in music, it's difficult to, especially when you believe that in the real music system, you make a good song and then it's supposed to be a hit song, it gets difficult to stay on this path. And Toast, you just kind of understand that it's bigger than just being famous or just being the most well-known artist. It's just making, I guess, just beautiful music and enjoying life.
That's what's up. Now, I just want to make sure, were you done answering that? Sometimes, you know,
oh, yeah,
on radio,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
a delay. Yeah, there's a little delay.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. All right. All right, why don't you go ahead and share some highlights of your accomplishments thus far in this industry.
I did release one mixtape in 2011. It was named and titled Live from the Bottom. It was up for an IMA Award for Best Rap Album. Ended up losing to Killer Mike. That's about all I got, but it's not really about accolades with me and accomplishments. It's just about, it's more about the music. So just like the song Toast, you know.
And that's actually a major accomplishment many do not realize, especially those that are they do not record music or have anything to do with music, for the exception of, you know, being just a music lover. They do not realize that's a major accomplishment in itself, to just be able to, for one, to be able to lyrically write a track, for two, to be able to lay that track down and you know, have everything come together at the end is a you know, not a train wreck.
Yeah, and if you get too involved with the accolades, you'll start chasing. And when you start chasing the quality of your music to great, you'll start talking about topics that maybe aren't for you, because you're trying to step in the lane that maybe isn't for you. So, accomplishments are great. You definitely want to be rewarded for all the hard work that you put into it. But for any artist that's listening, don't focus on that. Don't look at the numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
It's only going to slow you down.
Absolutely. So where can we go to get your music as well as to follow your movement?
Well, everything, absolutely everything is at Emory Forbes. That's my Instagram, that's my Twitter, that's my SoundCloud, my YouTube, Reverb Nation. Everything's at Emory Forbes. If you want to contact me, you can always hit my Gmail, emoryforbes@gmail. And that's basically where you can find me at, Facebook too, Emory Forbes. It's very simple.
That's a blessing. That is just such a blessing for, especially for artists, that you can actually have your stage name across all the platforms, because there's always some, put it nicely, sometimes there's just morons that go on there that they'll create an account with it, and then it's like they don't even use it, and then it's like stuck, you know. It's like you're very blessed to be able to, anytime, to be able to have whatever your brand is or whatnot, and be able to have the same name across the entire social media universe. That's a blessing right there.
Yeah. That's a good thing about having a unique name. You know, if I was little, you know, whatever, there's a lot of them out here, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, no doubt, because it can, I know, even for myself, it can get very confusing when I'm trying to, you know, research and anything that has to do with social media. You know, you're trying to, you know, go in different places all over the different browsers and everything, and it's just like, it gets a little crazy. So, just so you know what you already know, you're blessed that that worked out for you.
Thank you.
Sure,
I'm going to keep my blessings and be happy about them.
Exactly. Take the blessing. Keep them. So, now I know, I believe there is some mention, I'm not sure if I read it or if it was in your bio, mention on, I think, some R&B that's getting ready to come out. So why don't you go ahead, you know, let us know what's going on, you know, if you have some live events, videos, just project happenings, anything that's coming up that you would like to share, let us know what is next for Emory Forbes.
Well, what's next? I do have a mixtape coming out by the end of this month. So that is what I'm going to be promoting and pushing pretty soon. It's a self-titled Emory Forbes, and it's basically my hip-hop side. As you just previously stated, I do also do R&B. I do everything. I do hip-hop, R&B, like trap rap. So I'm kind of a cluster of an artist, but I'm starting with the hip-hop song. I do have some R&B records coming out after that.
Ooh, okay. All right. Well, that's, you know, that is always a nice mix. It's always a nice mix when you get a little bit of hip-hop, a little bit of rap in there, and some R&B, all that fusion going on. Yeah, it's usually some tight stuff going on right there. But so I'm definitely going to be looking forward to that. So why don't you go ahead and take a moment, before you leave us and before we jam out this hot track of yours, why don't you go ahead and with any shout-outs that you may have, anything else that you would like to share with your fans, and I know there's going to be soon-to-be fans that we haven't covered in this interview.
All right. Well, I'd like to shout out my teams. One is Veda. That's consisting of me, IRA, Peso the singer, and that's Vadim. And then I also had to shout out Morphine Dream. That's me, Tracy, Griff, DJ Eric. And we have a collab, me and Griff have a collab album coming out this summer. So that's going to be good. And like I said, I do have the mixtape coming out in February. So follow at Emery Forbes on Twitter, where I'm most active. And definitely stay tuned and follow me. And I'd like to say thank you, Miss V. Thank you, everybody, listening, and I appreciate it.
That's what's up. All right. Well, you stay safe out there. And so before you leave out, why don't you go ahead and take us on into your single, Toast.
All right. This is Emery Forbes, and this is my new single, Toast. Thank you very much.
Look, I ain't got to complain about for money straight. I'm alive at 25, making music I wanna make. If I don't get a deal, I look at the upside. I'll truck drive, buzz like yeast in the streets. It just rise, never trip over petty things. Trying to stay humble, no wanna become like Eddie Kane. Sometimes all the talent still never get you anything. Just cause that good don't mean it deserve wedding rings. But if you find a woman that's worth it, don't let it go. That woman I love, I promise I won't let her know. But I'ma let it show. Yeah, I'll probably be more honest. Try work through our problems, never leave out on her. Open doors for little things to do more for you. Pull out seats for you with chocolates, I got sweets for you. Keys to the suites for you, plan the whole week for you. Thank God I ain't bring the old me for you. Straight up. Man, I think I'm finally growing up. Thought I knew everything, now I know I ain't know enough. Thought it was all about me, not about showing love. Raise your glasses right now with your pulling up. Here's a toast to what we becoming. That's cradle to grave. Some of our best decisions was the mistakes that we made. Here's a toast to the past and the future we have. For as long as it lasts, keep on looking for change. Looking forward to what's in store for me. Caring less about your old glory and war stories. They bore me, just like all them excuses I made in my early 20s. How nobody is taking a chance on me, like I need your chance, homie. Harbor of the mic, guardian of the light. I'm a partisan of the force that keeps real music in sight. But what's real music? No matter what, music is still music. Whether you to it, feel to it, or kill to it, I'm just giving you pure lines. I'm unconsciously around with your neuroscience. Give to culture a line. Whether it's trap music, pro-black music, backpack music, dance music, EDM or trance music, I just put my soul where I can to it. Hatred, I handle it just like a man do it. You feel me? The only thing I really can do is pull to him. I can do it. Straight up. Man, I think I'm finally growing up. Thought I knew everything, now I know I ain't know enough. Thought it was all about me, not about showing love. Raise your glasses right now with your pulling up. Here's a toast to what we becoming. That's cradle to grave. Some of our best decisions was the mistakes that we made. Here's a toast to the past and the future we have. For as long as it lasts, keep on looking for change. I've been labeled a quitter, I think of me as a trier. It's just a sense of happiness that I'm trying to acquire. So I jump in the fire, not expecting to burn. Then I find out it's hot. You live and you learn. I never get all my expectations by spectating. I feel like all of them hating. I had to judge my success off my own progress, y'all. Instead of worrying about where they are, now I'm getting my J off. Cause every point scored is changing the scoreboard. More towards my favor. The game is forever now. Just watch as I outplay it. Work hard to be born again. Nothing's without labor. Had to get my mindset. Now I got my mindset for me to get what's next. Make a hit, what's next? Get rich, what's next? Till it's it, what's next? You feel me? Cause once it's it, what's next? Man, I think I'm finally growing up. Thought I knew everything, now I know I ain't know enough. Thought it was all about me, not about showing love. Raise your glasses right now with your pulling up. Here's a toast to what we becoming. That's cradle to grave. Some of our best decisions was the mistakes that we made. Here's a toast to the past and the future we have. For as long as it lasts, keep on looking for change. Thank you.
That's What's Up. That was Toast by Emory Forbes. E-M-O-R-Y. And Forbes, just like the Meg. F-O-R-B-E-S. Be sure you give him a follow. He has a mixtape dropping. It says February, so that's not too far away within the next few weeks here. Be sure to give us a follow. Follow us at BWD Radio _. Also, take us on the go with you. Download our mobile app. If anything, just the scenery, the scenic feel is awesome. You know, even if you just want to get lost in the music with the vibe of the design. Oh, it's kind of like, you know, okay, I'm not going to go there. But download it and you'll know what I'm talking about. Grab it on iTunes, Google Play. You know the drill. BWDRadio.com. Also, be sure to check out BWD Magazine's February issue, dropped on the 1st, BWDMagazine.com. It's a worldwide variety magazine. Oh, and before I forget and before I leave you, I need to make sure that people do ask, what does BWD stand for? Best Worldwide Driven. All right. That's right. BWD has been, it's been everything for about 14 years now. So started with graphics, promotions, radio, magazine, just doing the best we can. We're going to keep on going too. Ain't no stopping. Okay. But anyways, it's always a free read. Always a free read. Always a free download. BWDmagazine.com. Believe it's our fourth, going into our fourth year. So there's quite a few publications for you to catch up on. So you can go ahead and check them out. BWD Magazine. All right, Ms. V, you know I'm going to bounce on out of here, but be sure to listen in. Either the mobile app or you can listen in via the TuneIn app and just do a search for BWD space radio. All right. So you can listen in on your TuneIn. No commercials. All right. 24/7 nonstop. All right. Just want to make sure. I want to make sure. We're checking, making sure you're awake. You better be awake. All right. All right. So I'm going to bounce on out of here. Be sure to tune in. Same BWD day, same BWD time next Thursday. All right. Because you just never know. You never know who I will be on the horn with. All right. Peace out, Ms. V.